Being a deckhand is not an easy job, especially if you work for a boat owner who acts like a tyrant. In his new book, Dead Reckoning, Sterling, Alaska-based author Dave Acheson has written about his experience as a young man with no commercial fishing knowledge trying to learn the business. His first job was really tough.
If somebody needs two deckhands a couple days before the season is open, that should, you know, be a warning. You know, the guy, old Woody Darwin Wood, was a pretty much a Seward fixture and character and a renowned screamer. And I was terrified of him. You know, I went out and hardly had never seen the ocean. I really had no business being on a boat. And I was terrified of him, so I buddied up with one of the other deckhands, who I later found out was wanted, at least for questioning, in a murder. So my introduction to the sea.
And I'm assuming that you gave him a fictionalized name, Mark?
Yep, yeah, he was one of the few that I gave that have a fictional name in the book. And he was, you know, I was 19, and he was probably 28 or 29, you know, and just, you know, I spent most of my life in school, and he had probably not spent much of his in school. And he was just a different sort. And we, just by virtue of pitching our tents near each other in a campground, wound up together. And he kind of kept me going. That's probably why I kept on the Lancer all summer, was because of him. And he was like, okay, it's not that bad. I think at one time he said, this isn't as bad as jail. And I kind of let it slip by, but it always stuck in my mind.
There's two stories kind of coming together here. The story of your younger self when you were on the Lancer on Darwin Wood's boat, and also on the Iliamna Bay working for Tim Moore. How do the two experiences come together and sort of merge in the story?
Yeah, they eventually merge in this pretty much night of terror on Tim's boat. We made a set on the edge of the Bering Sea where, you know, fishing herring where we shouldn't have been, but that's where the fish were. And there's a lot of excitement in that story. No spotter planes were flying, but ours took off, and he dipped through the clouds and had to point his wing at where the fish were, and he was the only spotter plane, and we made this set. And there was only one tender to unload, and we had a set probably 300 or, you know, who knows, 300, 400 tons of herring, and the tender only hold 80 tons, and so we were stuck there. And in the meantime, the weather changed, and the tide changed, and it got dark, and we just had a harrowing experience, and I was almost killed. And that changes your life, and it changes people's perspective. It was probably 12 hours of terror, and we, you know, but also the two stories on Tim's boat was so much different than Woody's boat, because we had a very experienced crew that all got along well, and it was just a wonderful experience until that happened. Until we almost, you know, at one point during that night, that ordeal, we went from trying to save the fish to trying to save the boat and our lives. And it really, something like that really changes your life.
Dave Acheson's new book, Dead Reckoning, is in bookstores now. He'll be signing copies at Barnes & Noble in Anchorage tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m.